Well, if I first may turn to Roger, I want to ask one fundamental question, of which our televiewers may not be quite aware the significance of it, because they didn't hear all of it. Why has it all got to be so terribly loud? For me, frankly, it's too loud. I just can't bear it. I happen to have grown up in the string quartet, which is a bit softer. So why has it got to be so loud, so amplified?
Well, I don't guess it has to be, but I mean, that's the way we like it. And we didn't grow up with a string quartet, and I guess that could be one of the reasons why it is loud. And it doesn't sound terribly loud to us.
Yes, actually, not everybody who hasn't grown up in a string quartet turns into a loud pop group, so your reason is not altogether convincing. But I accept that you like it. What I'm saying is that if one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound. Sid, yes? No?
I don't think that's so.
No.
I mean, everybody listens. We don't need it very loud to be able to hear it, and with some of it is very quiet, in fact.
Right.
I personally like quiet music just as much as loud music. We play in large halls and things where obviously volume is necessary, and when people dance, they like volume, you know, comes in on its own, but...
Well, that's interesting. You see, when people dance, you did start, if I'm not mistaken, as a group which accompanied dancing. Is that it?
Yeah, you could say that.
And how did you turn into a concertizing group, if I may use the American term?
Well, we've only done two concerts, in fact.
Yes.
Because the main scene with pop music, which I guess is what we are at
yes.
the moment, is that you play gigs around ballrooms and dance halls and this sort of scene, because that's how it works at the moment. But we felt that there was no real reason, you know, why we shouldn't do an organized concert in a large hall where people came and sat and actually listened to what we do. Because dance halls, generally speaking, are not very good places to actually listen to the music. Most people come along and the music, for most of them, has been, over the past few years anyway, just a sort of background noise that they can jig about to in certain sort of, you know.
Were those two concerts successful?
Yes, yes, I think so. But when we play, I think the way the act's developed in the last 6 months has been influenced rather a lot by the fact that we've played in ballrooms,
yes.
necessarily, because, you know, this is obviously the first market. But I think concerts have given us a chance to realise that maybe the music we play isn't directed at dancing necessarily like normal pop groups have been in the past.
Have you encountered any hostility? Towards your creation?
Well, yes, we have, but I mean, I guess there's been quite a lot of hostility going on in odd places in the country. I mean, the only hostility we've actually seen, of course, is that which has hit the national press and things. The sort of professional knockers like Robert Pittman and people have had a go at us.
Do you, in your turn, feel aggressive toward your audiences?
No, not at all.
In spite of all the loudness, you don't?
No, not at all.
Yes, there
there's
not many young people who sort of cause... you know, who dislike it.
No, there's no shock treatment intended.
No, certainly not. You know, some people think that we deliberately try and shock the audience and make them, you know, by the volume and keep them quiet sort of thing, yes. but this isn't so.
Well, there it is. I think you can pass your verdict as well as I can. My verdict is that it is a little bit of a regression to childhood. But after all, why not?
That was Games for May by the Pink Floyd, who were talking to Hans Keller.